Today's shiur is a Masechta Kedushin on Dav Zayin. We will begin on the last line of Dav Vav Amud Beis with the words Amar Rava. Kedushin normally is when the man gives Kesef Kedushin to the woman. He gives and she receives. In today's sugya, Rava will teach us that sometimes the woman doesn't have to receive, sometimes the man does not have to give, and sometimes neither the woman is receiving or the man giving, and yet, in all of these cases, she will be mukudeshes. Begins the Gemara. Amar Rava, says Rava, tain mana l'ploimi. If the woman said to a man, give on my say-so money to a third person, as we turn to Dav Zayin Amud Aleph, v'akadesh, and the Bach puts in the word ani loch, and I will become mukudeshes to you. And Rashi says that when he gave the money, when Reuven gave Shimon the money, because Rachel told him to do so, he said to her, Reuven said to her, Hiskatchili, become a Kudeshes with the money that I'm giving because of what you said to Shimon. So the din is Mukudeshes, that she is Mukudeshes to Reuven. Where do we see a precedent from this in the Torah? For this halacha, midin arev, from the din of a guarantor, someone who guarantees a loan, who's known as an orev. What do we see from that din? Orev by an orev lav, is it not so? Afal gav deloy mati anoliyad, even though he does not receive anything. And yet, kamishabed nafshei, he is obligating himself to guarantee that if the lover, the one who is borrowing the money, does not have money to pay back the loan, that he guarantees that he will pay it. So he is creating a shibud, a responsibility and obligation to pay the malva, although he is not receiving anything in return. So what obligates him? There's a halach of Orev. How this will work, we'll see different shitas in the Rishonim in a moment. But it does work. So, hi, it's a nami in the case here by this woman. Afagav deloy mati anoli yada. Even though she is not receiving any pleasure, she's not receiving the kes of kedushin. It's not coming to her. It's going to a third party. Kamishabda umekanya nafsha. She obligates herself and she gives over for marriage herself. And she becomes Mekudeshes to the person who gave the money based on what she said. How, in fact, does the halacha of Orev work? So here we have a Machloikas Rishonim. The Ritva in the Sugi here says that the Orev has a Hana, that he is considered a trustworthy person, who the Malva trusts that if the Lova does not come through with the money to pay back the loan, to repay the loan, the Orev will do it. So that hana that the Orev has, that the Malva considers him a trustworthy person, that is considered as if he is getting something. And the same thing here. The woman is getting something, is getting a pruta's worth of the fact that on her say-so, Reuven went and gave money to Shimon. However, Tosfos and Bava Metzi on Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis and on Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Beis, according to the Havon of the Machne Ephraim and Hilchus Ribbis Simon Yud Aleph, they learn differently. They learn that the halach of Orev is that it is considered, since you're giving the money on my say-so, it is considered as if you are giving the money to me. And that is why the Orev is Meshabed, is obligating himself to the Malva, because when the Malva gives the money to the Lova on the say-so of the Orev, it is considered as if the Malva gave the money directly to the Orev. The same thing in our case. When Reuven gives the money to Shimon based on what Rachel told him to do, it's considered as if he had given the money directly to Rachel. So this halacha teaches us that there is a case where a woman does not have to receive Kesef Kedushin, physically receive it, and yet it is Mekudeshes. Now comes a second case, which will teach us a chiddush, that the chosen does not have to give the money. Somebody else can give the money, and she's Mekudeshes. And here is the second case. Hey, lechmona. If, as Rashi explains, we have Reuven as a shliach of Shimon. And he says to Rachel, here is a mono, and become viskachi l'ploini, and become ukadeshes to Reuven. I'm a shliach for Reuven. But Rashi points out that the money is not Reuven's money. It's not the shliach's money, rather it is Shimon's money. It is not the Mishalech's money. It's not Shimon's money, it's Reuven's money. It's the shliach's money. Reuven is doing it on behalf of Shimon. And halacha is, even though Shimon didn't give of his own money to be Mekadesh Rachel, if he said, Hare at Mekudeshes li, b'mona shenas l'cha ploini, if Shimon said that with the money that Reuven just gave you, you should become Mekudeshes to me, the halacha is Mekudeshes. Where do we find a precedent in the Torah that although the person who is kone, for example, here, the chosn is kone the kala, where do we find a precedent that that person who's kone does not have to give of his own money, that others can give the money? Midin evaknani. We find this precedent in the Torah from evaknani. Why is that so? Because evet knani, in the case of an evet knani, love is not so. Afal gav de loy chosr loy midi. As Rashi brings down for the Gemara further in Daf Chav Beis Amid Beis, that an evet knani can be coined himself through money that is given on his behalf by other people. They can be poed to him with that money, and he's kone his own cheres, he's kone, he acquires his freedom, and he goes into freedom, even though he himself did not pay anything for it. It was others who paid it, yet he's kone his nefesh. He acquires his freedom. So, hi, gavra nami, in the case here of the Archos and Shimon, even though he did not pay anything to Rachel, it was Reuven, the shliach, who paid. As long as the woman got the money, even though he did not give the money, he will be kona this woman. So Rashi seems to learn the sugya that it's speaking about shlichas. However, the Rush says that we do not need that Reuven should be the shliach of Shimon. As long as Shimon says, after Reuven gave the money, Hareyat Mekudeshes li b'mono shenasen l'cha ploini, she is Mekudeshes. The Pnei Yeshua wants to say that although Rashi, in the third line, Divrei HaMaskil, Helech Monos, uses the words v'hu shluchoi, Elosh Mekachi Mishloi, Reuven is a shliach of Shimon, but Reuven is using his own money. Even though Rashi uses the word he's a shliach, it's lav dafka. Rashi did not mean to say only in a case where he's a shliach, but even if he would not be an official shliach, as long as Shimon the Mishaleach said, Harei at Mekudeshes li b'mono shenasen l'cha ploini, she would be Mekudeshes. The Ritva says that in fact, if it was working through shlichus, she would be Mekudeshes without the din of Evet Knani. And the Achronim, Reb Shimon Shkop and the Stipler, they explain how exactly this would work, even though the Mishaleach is not giving any money. But needless to say, the Ritva says that it would be a Kedushin without the Halach of Evet Knani. Evet Knani is only required when there is no Shlichus. Then we learn from Evet Knani that even without shlichus, even though the chosn did not give any money, she is mekudeshes. So from the first halach of Orev, we have learned the chiddush that she does not have to receive any money. From the second halach of Evet Knani, we have learned that the chosn does not have to give any money. And now comes a third halacha. Which will teach us that both chedushim, that even if she doesn't receive any money, and even if he does not give any money, yet she could be mekudeshes. Before we go on to that third case, I would just like to point out that Rav Boruch Ber Zitzal, in the name of Rav Chaim Soloveitchik Zitzal, in the Sefer Birchas Shmuel, Rav Boruch Ber points out that the hesber in how the din of Evet Knani works is not that we learn from here that the kona, the one in the case of the Evet Knani, the one who is acquiring his freedom, that he does not need to give the money to the makne, to the master who is giving him his freedom, but rather we understand the halacha of Eved Kanani, that when someone else gives money on behalf of the Eved Kanani, the halacha, the din of Eved Kanani teaches us that it is considered as if the Eved Kanani gave the money himself. And so in the case here of our Chosin and Kala, when Reuven gave the money on behalf of Shimon, it is considered as if Shimon had given the money directly to Rachel, to the Kala. This is how Reb Chaim learns the Chiddush of Eved Kanani. And now begins the third case. Ten mana leploini va'akadesh ani loi. If she says, give this money to, she tells Reuven, give this money to Shimon, and I will become mikudesh to Shimon. So here's a case where Rachel is not receiving money, and Shimon is not giving money. Adarabba, he's getting money. So the whole normal procedure of kedushin is reversed here. The chosin's not giving, he's getting, and the kala is not getting. She's giving. And yet it's mekudeshes. How is it mekudesh? Midin shneim. From the halacha of both together, from the din of Orev and Eved Kanani together, she will be mekudeshes. Why? Let us start with the chiddush that we're going to learn from Orev. Orev, have we not learned by Orev? Lav afal gav deloy komati anol yodei, even though the Orev did not receive any kesef in his hands, but yet komeshabed nafshei, he was meshabed himself. As we learned before, how the halach of Orev works, hi itza, this woman, Nami also, afal gav deloy komati anol liyada, even though she did not receive any kesef, kom mekanya nafsha, she gives over herself for kedushin, and it works midin Orev. So what are you going to ask on that, says Rava? You're going to say, me dummy. How can I compare this case of ten manu leploini v'akadosh ani loy to the din of Orev? Orev, in the case of Orev, haidika konilei, the one who's kone, the shibud of the Orev, namely the malve, kachasr memayna, he's giving money to the lova. So he acquires the shibud of the Orev because he's giving money to the lova. But hai gavra, this man, the chosin, kokani la lahayet, so he's acquiring this woman, v'loi kachosin v'loi midi. In the case of Teman Laplani, v'akadosh ani loy, he's not giving up any money. Adar rabbi, he's getting money. So how can you bring a raya from Orev to this case? In the case of Orev, the one who acquires the shibud from the Orev is giving up money. Here, the chosin, who's acquiring the kala, the isha, is not giving up anything. So the answer to that question will be that Eved Kanani yachich. That I'll learn out from Eved Kanani, that the chosin doesn't have to give any money. The like a chosin memoina, that the Eved Kanani, as we learned before, does not have to pay of his own money to receive his freedom. The kakani nafshe, and he acquires himself, his freedom. So we see that the one who is acquiring the freedom does not have to give the monies. So therefore, in the case of the chosin, he doesn't have to give the money, and yet he acquires the woman. So on that analogy, you will have a different question. Me dummy, how can you compare our halach of ten manal aploni v'akadosh ani loy to the din of Eved Kanani? Hosam, over there by Eved Kanani, hach dekom makni the odoin. The one who is giving over the freedom to the Eved Kanani kakani, he's acquiring money. He's getting money from someone, not the Eved Kanani, from another person. But he's getting something, and he's giving up something. But hocha, hi itza, this woman, kamakanya nafsha, she's giving up herself to the chosin, v'loi kakanya v'loi midi. She's not receiving anything. So how can you compare the case of the isha and the ish? How can you compare it to the din of Eved Kanani? On that, Orev yechiyach. On that, I'll tell you that Orev will prove to us that afagav deloy kamati hanoli yadei, that even though he did not acquire anything, Meshabed Navshi is Meshabed himself. So what the Gemara is basically saying is that from both halachas together, we can learn that Mekudeshes. It'll come out that the din of Orev takes away the Chesaron, that the woman is not receiving anything, and the din of Eved Kenani takes away the Chesaron, that the man did not give anything. From Eved Kenani, you learn that the man does not have to give anything. From both together, it'll come out a big chiddush that even though the woman didn't receive and the man didn't give, and yet the halacha will be that mekudeshes. Continues the Gemara. Boy, Rava. Now Rava has a question. Hey, lechman of akadosh ani loch. What happens if the woman says to the man, I'm giving you a mono, and I should become mekudeshes to you. And when she gives the money, he says to her, you are mekudesh with the money that I'm receiving from you. Mahu, what is the din? Is she mekudeshes or not? Where the roles are totally reversed. Amar Mar Zutra, Mishrei Rav Papa, or Zutra said the name of Rav Papa, mekudeshes, yes. She is mekudeshes, and the Gemara at this point did not know the reason why she is mekudeshes. The Gemara thought it has to do with the din of agav. The halach of agav is that although karka, property, is nikna, one acquires it through kesef, shtar, and chazaka, through money, or through a document, or through chazaka, that the loikeach, the one who's purchasing the karka, is Noel Gota Ruporet, as Rashi explains, that he does something physically, for example, making a fence around the property. He does something physically in the karka. He acquires it. Those are the kinyanim for karka. The kinyanim for metaltalin, for movable objects, are different. For example, meshicha, pulling it, is a kinyan. And yet, although they have different kinyanim, different ways of acquiring these items that are being purchased, if one purchases both karka and metaltlin, there's a kinyan which is called kinyan agav, which means incidental, once I'm being kona the karka, I can agav the karka incidentally, since the karka has on it other metaltlin, movable objects. The kinyan in the karka, whether it's kesef, shtar, chazaka, will help that I'll be kona the metaltlin at the same time. That's called the kinyan of agav. The Gemara thought that here, how does it work when the woman gives money to the man, that she becomes nikna to the man, that since the man is acquiring the money, which is in our case the metaltlin, the movable object, so agav the metaltlin, they're going to be kona the woman. And a person is hukish likarkos. He's compared, Rashi tells us, divrei maskil sheyesh lan achrayis. From a pasuk we learn out in Vayikra Chav Hei, v'snachaltem oisim l'reshes achuza. We're speaking about avadim over there, which are people, and they are acquired, and they're given over as an inheritance, l'reshes achuza, as a possession, which is a language used with fields. So we see that a person is associated with karka. So therefore, the Gemara thought that this is going to work. When Rav Papa said mekudeshes, it's because agav, the metaltlin, the kesef, that the husband, the chosin, is acquiring from the woman, agav that, incidentally, he's also acquiring the woman who has a din of karka. But the Gemara is going to object to this understanding. Amalei Ravashi Lamar Zutra, so Ravashi said to Mar Zutra, who quoted this halach of Mekudeshes, in the name of Rapapa, Im Kain, if you're working because of Agav, Havalei Nechasim Sheesh Lamachrayis, so then here we have a case of Karka, Niknin Im Nechasim Sheesh Lamachrayis. It is being acquired, Agav, property which there is no achrayis. The word achrayis means security. And it's another name here. Nechasim she'esham achrayis is another name for karka. And nechasim she'en lam achrayis is another name for metaltalin. The reason karka is called nechasim she'esham achrayis, because if a lova borrows money from a malva, any field that he has at that time in his possession, there is a lien on the field that in case the lova can't pay back the debt to the malva, the Mava will be able to collect a loan from the fields of the Lova. And even if the Lova should sell it after the Halvoa is made, there's a lien on that property, and the Malva can go to the purchaser, to the Lokeach, and take the field as a payment for the loan that he gave to the Lova, who was the Mocher, who sold the field to the Lokeach. So that's why it's called Nechasim She'eshem Acharais. There's a security on him, on these properties. They secure the loan. However, Metaltlin in the same case, if the Lova had the movable objects, they cannot be used as a security. There's no lien on movable objects. And if the Lova sold movable objects after making the loan, the Malva would not be able to take those movable objects away from the purchaser. So what the Gemara is saying is that you're trying to tell me here, agav, that the woman is acquired, agav, the kinyan that's made on the kesef by the man, vanan ifchatnan. We have learned just the opposite. In fact, it's in this Masechta Mishnah on Daf Chavov. Nechashim she'ein lo'em achrayis, it is metaltalin, those properties that there is no security on them, niknin, they are acquired, agav, im, with nechashim she'eshim achrayis, with karka, on which there is security. So we find the precedent that metaltalin are niknad, they are acquired agav karka, but we don't find the converse. We don't find the reverse, that karka is nikna agav metaltlin, that you make a kinyan of metaltlin, and agav that you're kind of the karka. That we don't find. We only find nechashim she'en l'machrayis, niknim im nechashim she'en l'machrayis, bekesef b'shtar b'chazaka. By making a kinyan of kesef b'shtar b'chazaka on the karka, you're kind of agav the karka, you're kind of the metaltlin. But you're never kind of the karka, agav the metaltlin. You don't make a kinyan on the metaltlin, and through that you're kind of the karka. That we don't find. And l'chayra, that's what you're trying to say here by the woman. The man is kind of the woman, agav, because he made a kinyan on the metaltlin, the kesef. Amarlei, so my sister responded, mi savra da amarlei agav. Do you then think that I was saying in the name of our puppet that the woman is Mukadesh because of the kinyan of agav? No. If it would be because of agav, you're right. It wouldn't work. You can't be kind of karka because you made a kinyan on metaltalin. But hocha b'adam chashvaskin, and here it's working with a whole different understanding. We're speaking about a very important person, as Rashi says, who normally doesn't accept gifts. And in this case, when she says to this very important person, please accept this gift, and he did accept it, that's considered as if the woman has acquired a pruta. She has acquired something from the person who accepted the gift. Why? With that pleasure that he has acquiesced to receive a matana from her, gomra makanya le nafsha. So she decides that she will give over herself. It's as if she has acquired something, as Rashi explains, that if she had to pay someone to convince the Adam Chashev that he should accept the gift, she would be willing to pay a pruta. By the Adam Chashev accepting the gift without any third party, so she's saving that pruta. It's as if the Adam Chashev gave her back in return by accepting her gift. He gave her a pruta. So through that pruta, she gives herself over to the Adam Chashev to be his wife, because it's considered as if she has received something in return as well. That's how it works. It's not working with agav. Itmar Nami Mishmeta Rava, we learned also in the name of Rava, V'chein L'inya Mamoina, that as Rashi explains, all the kinyonim that we mentioned at the top of the Yom, the kinyon of Ariv, the kinyon of Avaknani, the one that's Midin Shneim, all apply to when someone is selling and purchasing a field. Rashi explains that Ariv will be the case, Mocher Loi Sod of Amar Loi Tein HaKesev L'Ploini, V'Sodai Mechur Loch Boy. That if the moicher said to the lekeach, the money for this field, give to a third party, and the field will be sold to you, even though he's not receiving anything, the din of Orif tells us that that is a acceptable way of the lekeach acquiring the field, even though the moicher didn't receive anything. The halach of Evet Kanani by a field will be, heilach mona, take this mona, take this money, v'tehei sotcha, and your field should become sold to that third party. So the third party, Hasada. So the third party is Kona the Sada, even though he did not have to give any money. The Lekeach, the one who's receiving the property, even though he didn't have to pay any money, it's acceptable. Where do we learn that out from? We learned that out from the Din of Evaknani. Even though somebody else paid the money for him, he can acquire it. And then Midin Shneyem will be the case of Tain Mona Leploini, Vitikna Loi Sodai Boy. If the Moicher says to a third party, take this money and give it to that third party, and through that, my field will become his field. So even though here's a case where the Moicher didn't get anything, and the Lekeach didn't give, and yet, Midin Shneim, from the Din of Orav and Evaknani, we learn out that the Mechira will be good. So all the dinim that we learned by Kedushin will apply also to money matters. So the Gemara wants to know, why shouldn't it? Utsricha, and you must tell me that these halachas apply both to Kedushin and to money matters. Why? The Yash meaning Kedushin, if you would just tell me the halach of Kedushin, Mishum deha itza nichala becholdu. By a woman, we could say that even weak kinyonim will work because she is agreeable even in a very small amount, something very small that will make her have a husband. Kiddur Rish Lakish, as Rish Lakish says, the Amar Rish Lakish, Tav, it is better, Lumeitav, for someone to live, Tain Du, two people together, a husband and wife together, is better, Milumeitav, than to live, Armala, as an Almana, as a widow, living as a single. It's much better to live with company. Rashi says if the only purpose is Litzavis Balma, just that you're not lonely and you have company. So the woman is willing, it doesn't take much for the woman to get the Mekudeshes to the man. So therefore, perhaps over there we accept weaker kinyanim like Orev or Evaknani or Midin Shneim, Aval Memoina. By money matters where you don't have this svara, a maloy, I would say that all these kinyanim would not work. So it has to tell you that it works by money matters as well. V'yashmina v'moyna, if it would tell you that these work by money matters, mishum de is yahiv l'mechila, because by money matters, the person who's on the receiving end could, in fact, be mochel, he could give it as a matana. The mocher who's supposed to be getting the money from the lekeach, so he could be moichel and he could say, forget about mechira, I'll just give it to you as a present. So maybe only by money matters we can yonim work, because really the money exchange is not so important in order to exchange the property from one person to the other. That's why they work by money matters, Ava Kedushin. But by Kedushin, you don't have this svara that it's given over to Mechila, that you can forgive the money aspect. Amaloy, there I would say perhaps you need very strong kinyanim, and Orev, Evaknani, and Din Shnei would not work. Therefore, Tzricha, that's why we had to learn that the Rav had to teach us that both by Kedushin and by money matters, all of these kinyanim do work. Continues the Gemara, Amar Rava Hiskachi Lil Chatzoi Mekudeshes, that if the man tells the woman that you should become a Kudeshes to half of me, she does become a Kudeshes. However, if he said, Chetz Yecho Mekudeshesli, half of you, of the Isha, is Mekudesh to me, Eino Mekudeshes, then she is not Mekudeshes. Omer Le Abaye LeRava, so Abaye said to Rava, he had a question on this. Maishno Chetz Yecho Mekudeshesli, Deino Mekudeshes, what is the reason why if he said, half of you should become Mekudesh to me, when he gave her the Pruta? She is not Mekudeshes, because the Torah says, Ki yikach ish isho. And I learn out, Isha omarachmana, the Torah says, an isho v'loi chatzi isho, that you cannot be Mekadesh, half of a woman, and that's why she is Eina Mekudeshes. So hachinami, the same thing should be. It says, Ki yikach ish. So we should learn out, ish omarachmana v'loi chatzi ish, that it has to be a whole man and not a half a man. So if by Chatzi Isha it's Enim Kudeshes, it should also be Enim Kudeshes by Chatzi Ish. Why is the din that Iskachi Lila Chatzoi is Mekudeshes? Omar Lei, so Rav answered to Abaye, Hachi Hashta. Now how can you compare the two dinim? Hasam, over there in the case of an Isha, Itzo lebeitre lechazia. A woman is not able to marry two people. He said, half of you should become a Kiddush to me. Another person cannot be Mekadeshirer also. So he thought that he can be Mekadesh half a woman, and half a woman's Kedushin is no good because Isha Amrachman of Lechatzi Isha. Elo Gavra, but when you're speaking about a man, Miloi Chazil Beitrei, can't a man marry two women? Before the Chayim de Rabbeinu Gershom, it was permissible to marry more than one woman. Vahachin Karmala, this is what he meant when he said, Iskachli L'chatzoi Mekudeshes. He didn't really mean that you're only going to become a Kiddush to half of me. But he meant, the Ibeina, if I want, L'mintzeh V'achriti, to marry another woman. Nesivna, I'll marry another woman. So, Einachanami, if he'll marry two wives, each of his wives will be married to the whole of him. He just meant to say, become a Kiddush to me to half, means you're going to have to share me with another wife. I might want to marry another woman as well. So since by a man it should have to be married to two women, we can explain his words of Hiskachi L'chatzoi that he meant that I'm able to take another woman. So Mimele, you can't compare one to the other. By one, the din is Mekudeshes, the other is Eina Mekudeshes. Omele, Marzutra, Braid, Rav Mor, the Ravina. So Marzutra, the son of Rav Mor, he said to Ravina, why do we say in the case of Chetzcha Mekudeshes Li'ena Mekudeshes, since he made half of the woman, he made Kedushin, half of the woman, V'nifshita lo Kedushe Bekula, the Gemara is bringing in the union of Ispashtus, that we find a precedent by Kachim, that if, as we're soon going to see, that if half an animal becomes Mekudesh, the other half is Mekudesh as well. The Kedusha spreads out from one half to the other. So why don't we say the same thing by an Isha? If he made half of the woman have a din of Kedushin, that should spread to the entire woman, and then it will be Isha Amrachmana, and she will be totally Mekudesh to him. Taisus and the second Taisus Divra Maschal Venifshtu Kedusha Bekula asks that L'chayru, where do we learn this out? We learn it out in Masechta Tumur Dafyuda Aleph Amid Beis from a Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Kol Asher Yitam Mimenu L'Hashem. So from the word Kol, we learn out that even if the person was only Menat of a half an animal, there'll be a din of Ispashtus to the entire animal. But by an Isha, we don't find such a Pasuk. So why does the Gemara entertain the thought that the same Halacha of Kachim should apply in the case of Kedushin? Answers Tosfos that it's precisely in the lashon of Kedushin that it would apply. As we learned before on Daf Beis Amid Beis, that the lashon Kedushin is a lashon of Hegdish. The Usser La Kuli Alma Kehegdish, that he is forbidding her, he is making a prohibition about her that she is Usser to the whole world. As Hegdish, Sha'adam Oysa Oysa Kehegdish, a person is making the woman like Hegdish, just like Hegdish is usher for anybody to be moil in Hegdish, so too everybody else in the world is usher in his wife. So Taisa says, Einichanami, the Gemara is only asking when you use a Lashon of Kedushin, because as Rashi points out over here, in Divrei HaMaskel, Nifshitu Kedushin Bekula, says Rashi, Ki Amar Chetzcha Mekudeshes Li Doha Mekudeshes B'Lashon Hegdish Kamerlo. So that's good for what Rashi's trying to explain, that when he uses the lashon of Hareat Mekudeshesli, and he says half of you is Mekudeshesli, that's when the Gemara asks, it should be like Hegdish, because Kedushin in that regard has a halach of Hegdish, and just like we find a pasuk by Hegdish, that there's a din of Ispashtus Kedusha, the Kedusha spreads from one half of the animal to the other, the same thing should apply by Kedushin, which is from the source of Hegdish. But Ein Echanami says Taisus that if the Chosn would use, the man would use another Lashon, which says, you are Mureses, for example, he doesn't use the word Kedushin, then Ein Echanami, the Gemara wouldn't have the Shaila that there should be Ispashtus Kedusha Bekula. Continues the Gemara. Miloi Tanya, didn't we learn a Braisa? Ha'oimer, and this is a Gemara, as Rashi brings down, in Mesechta Tmura. We learned on Daf Yud Aleph, Ha'oimer, Ragla, Shelzu, Oila, that if someone says that the foot of this animal should be an oila to hey kul oila. Then it's, there's a spashtus of the kedusha, and it spreads to the whole animal. The whole animal becomes an oila. Vafilu leman diyomer ein kul oila, and even according to that opinion there, in Masech Tzmura, on Daf Yud Aleph, who says that if you're Mekadosh a leg, it does not become Kuloy Oila, does not spread the Kedusha. Hani Mili, Hecha de Magdish Dover Sheina Neshama Tuliya Boy. When do we have that Machloikis Masech Tzmura? That's only concerning a leg, where if a leg, for example, would be severed from the animal could still live. The neshama of the animal is not dependent on the leg. Avol magdish dovrish neshama tuliya boy. A person will say the heart of the animal should become an oila and nothing else. Then everybody agrees, havya kula oila. There's no machloikis in that case. Avada, there everybody will say, we'll learn out from the pasuk of a kola shayita mimenu l'ashem, that there is ispashtus from the heart to the rest of the animal. So therefore, over here, where he made kedushin with half of the woman, so obviously one half can't live without the other. It's Dover Shana Shama Tuluya boy. So just like by Hegdish we would say Lakuli Alma in that case, a din of Ispashtis, so too, that's his question, Marzutra's question, that we should say Ispashtis here when he uses a Lashon of Kedushin, because everybody would be moita here where it's a Dover Shana Shama Tuluya, but that we would say Ispashtis. So why don't we say it by Kedushin? The halacha should be Chetzcha Mekudeshes Li, should be Mekudeshes. The Gemara answers, me dummy, what's the comparison from a woman to an animal? Hossam behema. There we're speaking about an animal, as Rashi explains, there is no das acheres. There's only one das. The das, the thinking of the owner who was magdish the animal. So there you'll say ispashtus. But hocha over here where he's trying to be makadish a woman. Das acheres, there is another person's thinking that you have to take into account. And if she doesn't want more than half, she doesn't want it to spread. You can't make that kedushin in her spread to all of her if all she agreed to was half. Holoidamia, what would this be compared to? If you do want to compare the case of kedushin to a case of Hegdish, you know what it would be compared to? El Elahad would be compared to the following halachadam, Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan said the following din, Behema shnel shnei shutvin, when you have a behema which belongs to two partners. So now, each partner, if he wants to be magdish, for example, his half, he has his partner's half to reckon with, and on that he can't make a kedusha because if his partner doesn't want it. There's a das acheres. And what is the halach, in fact, if that happened? Says the Brisa, Higdish Chetzia. If first Reuven was magdish, half his half, he was magdish. V'chazer v'lokha. The partner didn't want to be magdish his half. So we say that since there's a das acheres that is preventing the kedusha from spreading, the kedusha does not spread. What happens if chazer v'lokha? Then Reuven bought out Shimon's half, and now Reuven owns the whole animal, Vigdisha, and then he was Magdish, the entire animal. The halacha is Kedusha. There is a holiness. As we're going to see on Amud Beis, what kind of holiness is this? Not a Kedusha's haguf, that the animal itself is Kaddish, but rather it's a Kedusha's damim. And as Rashi says on the last line, the second word, v'timocher v'yakriv acheres b'dameo, what should be is that he will have to sell it and buy with the money another oila and be magdish that, and be makriv that, because this one is kedusha v'eina kreva, but you cannot be makriv this. And this brings us to the sugya of dichui, because when this animal was originally consecrated, only half of it was made hegdish, and half is not a viable hegdish of kedushas haguf. It's only kedushas damim, and you weren't able to bring it as a korban. Once it's not able to be brought as a korban, then it can never again be brought as a korban. Voice tmura, as Rashi explains, lichatchila, you're not supposed to make tmura. There's halacha in the Torah of lo yamirena that you shouldn't exchange the kedusha from one animal onto another animal. What happens if you did make tmura? You were over on the lav. The halacha is that the original animal and the tmura are both kadosh. So b'diyeved, it makes a tmura. What's the halacha with the tmura? U'tmurasa kiyaitzeba. The halacha of the tmura is the same as the original kedusha. Since the tzmura is coming from the kedusha of the original animal. So the same halacha that applies to the original animal, that it was nitcha, it was pushed away from the ability to bring it as a korban, so to the tzmura cannot be brought as a korban either. So the Gemara says, from here we learn out, shema minat plas. We learn three halachas from this brisa that we just learned. As we turn to Dav Zayin Amid Bey, shema minat, number one, we learn out that Baalei Chayim Nidachim, that this principle of Dichli applies, not like the Manda Yomar Rashi brings down in Yuma Dav Samach Dalet Amid Aleph, that Dichli is only by Shchutin, by animals that are already Geshachten, that were slaughtered, but rather, even a Baal Chai, there's also Shaykh Dichli. Because according to the Manda Yomar in Yuma Samach Dalet, that it's only by Shchutin in our case, even though originally you couldn't bring it as a korban, but once he bought out his partner's half, now he can be magdishit, and there's no dichli according to that Manda Yomar. But our Bryce over here holds that you can no longer kedusha v'enekrevi, you cannot be makrevit, even though the dichli, the pushing it away from bringing it as a korban, happened when it was a Baal Chai. Shema mino Baal Chai nidachem. Secondly, Ushma mino dichui mikora havi dichui. As Rashi brings down, the Gemara in Sukkot Aflamet Gimlamet Beis tells us that there's a Manda Yomar that says that the whole concept of something that's pushed away once remains pushed away and you cannot bring it as a korban is only by Nirav Nitcha, where originally it was Roy to be brought as a korban, and then something happened to prevent it to be brought as a korban. Then we say dichui. But if something from its initial inception was not able to be brought on the Mizbeach, and then later the situation changed, like in our case, he bought out his shutav and now he owns the whole thing, there, this Manda Yomar and Sukkah says, we will not say dichli. So for our Braisa, we see clearly that we do say dichli even mikor when from the initial inception it was pushed away. And finally, a third halacha shema mino, yesh dichli bedamim, as we explained in Amid Aleph, the kedusha that he's able to give to this animal is only a kedusha's damim, because since he was only magdish half, half can't be brought on the Mizbeach, so there is no Kedushas Aguf. The only Kedushas Damim, and that he has to sell and buy with the money another Korban. And even though the original Kedusha was only Kedushas Damim, still we will say at Din of Dichui that when he buys the other half, he's not allowed to bring this Korban on the Mizbeach. And we don't just say Dichui when it's Kedushas Aguf, when the animal itself has Kedusha, but even if the animal's Kedusha is only a monetary Kedusha, to enable them to buy another animal and bring it as a korban, on that too, you say dichli. But if we would hold that by a das acheres, when there's a shutafir who doesn't want the other half to become kaddish, if we would say his spashtus, so there would be no dichli here. It would be a kedushas aguf. When I make my half kaddish, even though there's a das acheres, it would spread to the whole animal. We don't say that. It's clear from this brisa that when there's a das acheres that is fighting the espashtus of the kedusha, then it's only a kedusha's damim, and the kedusha does not spread to the whole animal. So therefore, the case of kedushin by anisha is comparable to the brisa over there concerning a behema which is owned by shnei shutvin. And now, boy, Rav is going to have four questions up to the two dots, and in fact after the two dots Rava will have even another question. Let us see the various questions which Rava has concerning the halacha that one cannot be mekadesh a half a woman. Boy, Rava had the following question. If he gives her, as the Ritva says, he gives her a pruta shlema, He gives the woman a whole pruta. But when he gives it to her, he says that I want to be mekadesh half of you with half the pruta, and I want to mekadesh the other half of you with the other half of the pruta. Mao, what is the din? What's the stadim of the shaila? What are the two ways to look at it? Kivin domer lo chatzi pruta, since he divided it up and he said a half a pruta, so poska. So he was splitting it up. It means he wants to make two kedushins. And each kedusha each of the kedusha will be on half a woman with half a pruta. Obviously, that will not be a good kedushin. Like Dilma, or maybe, do we say that it's a well-known thing, everybody knows you cannot be mekadosh a woman with a half a pruta. So Dilma, mine of a hailechu, I consider that he was just counting out. He was saying, here's one half pruta, here's another half pruta, but he didn't mean to make two kedushin. He, in fact, wanted to make one kedushin, and he was just counting out the half prutas until he got to the pruta and made that one kedushin. That's the first shiloh. Second shiloh. Im timtzulam, if you're going to say concerning our first shiloh, that mine of ahilachu, that it, since it's so obvious, everybody knows, it's well known that you cannot use a half a pruta to mekadosh an isha, so we have to say that when he was saying a half pruta and a half pruta, and I want to mekadosh half of you and half of you, he didn't mean two kedushin, he meant one, he was just counting out the half prutas getting up to the pruta. What about this shiloh? Chetzicha b'pruta, the chetzicha b'pruta mahu. What would be the din if he says, I want to mekadosh half of you with a pruta, and the other half of you with a pruta? So he might know the din that a woman is not possible to be mekudeshes through a chatzi pruta, but he doesn't know the din that isha v'loi chatzi isha. He thinks he could be mekadosh a half an isha at a time. So since he said a pruta for each half, maybe there we do split it up. Here's the shiloh. Kivin d'amar lo b'pruta u'pruta paskal emilsei. Maybe he meant to say that he wants to divide it up. Oy dilmor, maybe kol b'yoymei mein v'haylechu. Or maybe I say that during the entire day he was counting up until it would be one kedushin. So Rashi in the run, the Rashi that's brought down in the run, explains that he gave half, he gave one pruta in the morning, and he gave another pruta in the evening, and that's my shiloh. Is he in fact making two kedushins because he's using a pruta for each one, and he thinks you can mekadosh a half a isha at a time? Or no, since he's doing it in the morning and at night, he really is counting out his mine of a hoylach until he gets to the two prutas, which will be kind of the whole wife, and he does not mean to make two kedushin. And now we have a third child. Im timtzulayim, if you're going to say concerning the second child of the kol, but yoyim mine of a hoylachu, that in fact he's counting out the prutas until he gets to two prutas, and then he'll be mekadosh the whole isha. He doesn't mean to make it two kedushin, but he means to make it one long kedushin, and he's just counting out the prutas till he gets both prutas to be mekadosh the whole isha. What about the following case? Chetzicha b'pruta hayoyim. I'm going to mekadosh half of you with one pruta today. V'chetzicha b'pruta l'machar mahu. What is the halach in that case, where I'm going to be mekadosh half of you with one pruta today, and the other half of you with another pruta tomorrow? What's the shiloh? Kivin d'amar lo l'machar. Once he said tomorrow, pascha, then already we don't have the svara of kol b'yoymei moin of a hoylechu as we had in the shiloh before. Because now he's dividing it up. I'm going to go to sleep, and tomorrow I'm going to give you another pruta for your other half. So there it lends itself to say that in fact he does want to make two kedushin. Oy Dilma, or maybe not. Hachi Karmala, this is what he meant to say to her. Kedushin Maskalamid. Now I'm starting the whole one Kedushin from now, today, Umigmer Loy Nigmaru Adlamacher, and it will only be finished tomorrow. But now the Gemara is saying that maybe even when he spans it over 2 days, he also means to make it one Kedushin Arichta, one long Kedushin, and he does not want to make it into two Kedushin. That was the third child. The fourth child is Shnei Chetzicha B'Pruta Mahu. What about if he says, I'm giving you a pruta, and I'm giving it to you all at once, and all at once I want to be Makadish, both halves of you. So he uses the terminology of halves. Mahu, what's it in there? Hacha, here, there's no span of any time. There's no morning and night. There's not today and tomorrow. It's all at one time. He's telling it to her at one time. He's giving her a pruta. He's telling it to her at one time. So everything is happening simultaneously. So then the heart is no shiloh. It should be good. Oy, Dilmore, maybe the tzad to say it's not a good kedushin because ein isha miskadesh is l'chatzayin klal. When we say isha, ki yikach ish isha, v'loy chatzi isha, it means that in the terminology of kedushin, one cannot find the word chatzi. If he uses the word chatzi, that's a red flag. That means that it's not a good kedushin because there's no such concept of a half a woman. And therefore, when he said shnei chetzicha, that itself makes the kedushin not be chal. The Gemara says teku, that this is a question. Now, there's no shaila that the word teku refers to the last case of shnei chetzicha b'pruta mao, because on that case, the Gemara says teku. What about the other halachas that we learned here? So the Rambam in Perek Gimel Halacha Yud paskins in the first two shilas that it's mukudeshes. This is the lashon of the Rambam. Amar lo harei chetzicha mukudeshes li bepruta vechetzicha bepruta, which was the second case. Oy shamar lo chetzicha mukudeshes li bechatzi pruta vechetzicha acheres mukudeshes bechatzi pruta, which was the first case. In both of those cases, the Rambam paskins are reizu mukudeshes. But amar lo chetzicha mukudeshes li bepruta yoy vechetzicha bepruta lamacher, which was the third case, or the fourth case, shtei chetzicha bepruta, or cases that we're going to have after the two dots, shnei b'nai sechel, shnei b'nai bepruta, or bitcha mekudesh li uparoscha mechur li bepruta, or bitcha v'karkoscha li bepruta, b'chol elu, mekudesh b'sofik. So the Magid Mishnah explains that the Rambam Shita in Shas is always that we paskin like an imtim tzolaymer, and therefore it makes very well sense what the Rambam paskin. L'shitasoi, whenever we use the imtim tzolaymer, it means that's how the Gemara comes out in the Maskana. So therefore, where did we have the phrase, the terminology imtim tzolaymer in the first two cases? When the Gemara went from the first case to the second, it said imtim tzolaymer that moinav ahoylechu. What'll be in the second case? And when we got to the end of the second case, it said, Imtim Tzolaymer, Kol B'yoyma, even if it's all on the same day, in the morning and at night, Moin V'hoylechu. So what'll be the din with the third case? So we see clearly that the Gemara takes on that by two Chatzi Prutas, or by a Pruta in the day and a Pruta at night, that we always say Moin V'hoylechu. So that's why the Rambam Paskins, in those first two cases, that's Mukudeshes. When we get to the third case, going over to the fourth case, the Gemara doesn't use an Imtim Tzolaymer. So therefore, it comes out the third and fourth cases, and likewise, all the cases that we're going to have after the two dots are independent questions without any Imtim Tzolaymer, and therefore, there's no indication that the Gemara is Machria like the Imtim Tzolaymer, and therefore, all those cases the Rambam hold is Teiku. That's what the Teiku is going on. It's a Suffolk. However, the Magid Mishnah brings down that the Rajba disagrees with the Rambam. And the Rajba holds that the Teiku goes on all of the four cases that we've had so far up till the two dots. And his reason is because which one of the four cases would be the most mistavra that it should be a kedushin? L'chayre, the last one. Because Shnei Chetzcha B'Pruta, he's giving her a whole Pruta. He's giving it to her at one time. The only thing is, he said, you're two halves. So there's a half a minute to say that maybe since he used the wrong terminology of two halves, there's no such concept of a half a woman. That's why it should pasul the kedushin. But of all the four cases, that's the most logical that it should be good. And yet on that, the Gemara said teiku. So if that's a teiku, certainly the first three cases are a teiku as well. And not only that, says the Rajba, but the lashon of the tzad, why it's not a kedushin, which the Gemara uses right before the teiku, ein isha miskadesh chatzon klal, that even when it's shnei chetzicha, where that's the whole problem, he said you're two halves, even though he gave it at one time, and he gave her a whole pruta, there was no chatzi pruta, there was no day and night, today and tomorrow, it was all at one time, and yet we have a klal, ein isha miskadesh chatzon klal, so certainly that is a svara to say in all the other cases where the problem of chatzi isha is aggravated, that certainly that should only be a suffer kedushin and not, like the Rambam said, that the first two cases are a vadai kedusha. Continues the Gemara. Boy, Rava had another question. Shtei b'nai sechel shnei bani. If somebody said your two daughters should be mikudeshes to my two sons, bepruta with this pruta, so it comes out, as Rashi says, the two sons are gedolim. Rashi divrei amaskel shnei bani v'hem gedolim. Vasu shliach lekadosh. They made him a shliach to mikudesh the two girls. So, two older boys are making their father a shliach to mekadesh two girls. Mahu, what is the din? One pruta is going from the father of the boys to the father of the girls. So what's the shiloh over here? Do I say, bosun noisun makabel as linen? Do I go the simple pshat in the Gemara, which Tosfos is going to say different than the simple pshat, but let's learn the simple pshat first. Do I look at the giver and the receiver? So there's one giver and one receiver. There's the father who's a shliach for his older sons, and there is a father who's a shliach for the girls. So there's one giver, one receiver. It's enough. There's a pruta going from one to the other. Voyika memoina, you have a pruta. Oidil mabasa did who has linen. Or maybe you go after them, referring to the girls. And if you go after the, it could be referring to the children. But we'll soon see Tysus learns is referring to the girls. Oidil mabasa did who has linen. Voleka, if you look at the two girls, you don't have a pruta. Each girl is only getting a chatzi pruta. The Gemara says on this, Teku, and like we saw in the Rambam, this is a case where the Rambam Paskin, it's a Suffolk Kedushin. Now, Tosfos here in Divrei HaMaskil, Shtei B'nai Sechel, Shnei Bani, says a number of important Yesodis in this. So again, I would like to learn it inside. It is the third last Tosfos on the Yomid. I'm a Re, Demar B'nai Sechtanois, the Kedushin Da'av Ninu. This, our Gemara speaking that the girls were Ktanois. And the father, as we learned before in the Masechta, on the Gimel Amud Beis, the father, in fact, we had a Chakira there, is the father a Shliach or is the Baal? And we came out, the father is a Baal. He owns the Kedushin. And Tosfos says, the Ibigdoilos, if we were speaking about older girls, let's say Boigrois, Va'av Mekabel Kedushin, Matar Shlichas, and he's a Shlich of the girls. So Tosfos says, Pshita the boy Prutal Chalachas. The Gemara wouldn't have a Shiloh. Of course you need a Pruta for each one. Each girl has to receive a Pruta. The Shlich Le'adavim Mishalchai. The Shlich can't be better than the one who sends him. The Gemara, Tosfos asking a question that Rashi just learned that the Noisen here, the father of the sons who were older sons, and yet the Gemara says, do we go Boser Noisen a Makabel? And we said by the Noisen, Rashi learned he's a Shliach of his older sons. So how could it be good if there's only a pruta? If he's a shliach, you have two mishalchim. You need two prutas. So he says, even though the Gemara says bosu noisen, the karma lav dafka. The Gemara doesn't really mean to focus on the noisen. Shaharei an noisen al karchu b'tar shlichas bonafu bo. He says, if you would really focus on the noisen, he's a shliach of the mishalach. The Mishalchim, who are his two older sons, V'ibosher Noisen Aslin, if you would really go Boser Noisen, and the Gemara wouldn't be Lav Dafke, it really doesn't mean what it's saying, Havi Boy Shtei Prutas, Ki Yilu HaBonim Ba'atzma Mekadishim. If the two sons of Mekadish need two Prutas, so if the father represents two sons, of course you need two Prutas. A Shliach is not better than the Mishalayach. Avol Habayahi, says Tosfos, Ibosher Mekabalazin Legamri. So there's no question that we don't look at the Noisen. We look at the Makabal. And why we don't look at the Noisen, we look at the Makabal, we will soon see the explanation of the Mishnah Lamelech and Hilchas Ishus Perakei, Halacha Aleph, in the name of the Shaos and Shuvas Radvaz. But let us finish the Tosfos first. So certainly you go after the Makabal. The question is, how far do you go after the Makabal? Do you go after the one father who's being Makabal for his two daughters, and he's an owner of the Kedushin of his two daughters? That's Bittin Asat Elishazeh. The Shemein Lachish El Sheikabal Makabal Shover Pruta. The one who's receiving it, in this case it's the father, for his two daughters, as long as you have one Makabal, it's enough. So that's the Gemara Shah. Or do you look at the one who he's doing it for, the ones who he's doing it for, which is his two daughters, then you would need two prutas. Vitzorach Loimer says the Tosfos adds another yisoid here. Shabir leizim em kigon Rachel Reuven v'leah l'Shimon. He specified which of the boys will go to which girl. Reuven will go to Rachel and Leah will go to Shimon. Dimloiken, if he didn't specify that, the kedusha wouldn't be good for another reason. Have a kedusha shlo nimstru l'bia. So it would be a kedusha which you couldn't do bia because you don't know which one became a kedush. You have to specify which one is being mekadesh, which girl is being mekadesh to which boy. Now the Mishnah Melech that we quoted, the name of the Radvaz, brings the shail of the Radvaz. What happens if a person, shliach or a man, gave a chatzi pruta, and by the time it got to the woman, it was worth a pruta? Do I say she's mekadeshes or not? And the Radvaz says, yes, she is mekadeshes, and this is the lashon of the Shas Chus Radvaz, because everything is dependent, misha shehigiu amos liyada, the time that the money came to her hand. Ukshehigiu hayushavim pruta. And when it came to her hand, it was worth a pruta. Va'afal pishehu loinasan pruta, kainami din avaknani. Even though he didn't give a pruta, we learned on Amid Aleph that as long as she got a pruta, even though by the Avaknani, for example, he didn't pay anything, somebody else paid instead of him, she is Mekudeshes. So the Radvaz says that from our Tosfos, that's the pshat in our Tosfos, the way Tosfos learns the Gemara, that the father was a shliach for his older sons. If you would have to look at the Noisen, avadid it have to be two prutas. But we don't look at the Noisen, because everything is dependent on what happens at the time that the Mekabel receives it. That's why if it wasn't a shavar pruta by the Noisen, and it was a shavar pruta by the Mekabel, it is a good kedushin. The same thing here. By the Noisen, you would need two prutas. But since you have to look on the Mekabel, the Gemara entertains a possibility that since there's one Mekabel, even though he's doing it for two daughters, he's not a shliach of the daughters. He's a baal of the kedushin. He owns the kedushin. And since you're dealing with one mekabel on behalf of two girls, maybe one prut is sufficient. So Tosfos is going like the Radvaz that says we don't look at the mishaleach, we don't look at the noisen, we look at the mekabel. And up to the point that all you would need is one prut, or no, that maybe you look at who he's doing the kedushin for, which is his two daughters, and then you would need two. Continues the Gemara. Boy, Rav Pop had another question. Bitcho paras with a pruta. If he says, I want to makadish your daughter and I want to buy your par with a pruta, ma, what's the din? Me, I'm reading, do I say, bitcho b'chatzi pruta, uparas b'chatzi pruta? What he meant was a half pruta for your daughter and a half pruta for the animal. Oy dilma, or maybe, your daughter is a pruta, uparascha b'mashicha, and your poor is mashicha. And that makes sense to say that way, because people know that you can't be mekadosh a woman with a chatzi pruta, as we learned before, and people also know that you can't be mekadosh a poor with kesef, only with mashicha. So he didn't mean to say split the pruta. He meant the pruta will go for the kedushin. That'll be a whole pruta. How are you going to be kinda the para? The para will be kinda through mashicha. Teiku. We don't know exactly what he meant. Boy, Ravashi Tosfos says, this question follows on the footsteps of Rapapa's question. When could I entertain the possibility that he meant bitcha b'pruto parasko mashicha? That's a thing like poro, which you can't be kind of with kesef, only with mashicha. But what about two things that could be kind of with kesef? That's a stronger question. Boy, Ravashi, bitcha v'karkoch bepruta. What about I want your daughter with a pruta and a karka with the same pruta? Ma, what's it then? Do I say that he meant bitcho b'chatzi pruta v'karka, your karka b'chatzi pruta, and it wouldn't be effective because he can't be mekadosh anisha with a chatzi pruta? Or dilmor, maybe bitcho b'pruta v'karka b'chazaka. He meant to say that even though you could be kind of both things with kesef here, but he didn't mean to split up the pruta. He meant the pruta will go for the woman because he can't be mekadosh a woman less than the pruta. How will it be kind of the karka? It'll be kind of the karka by doing an act in the karka. Make a fence around the karka. Do the kinyan chazaka. Take, we don't know what he means. It's suffer kedushin. And the Rambam paskens in all these cases, as we mentioned before, Safek Kedushin. Hahu Gavra, there was a man, the Agdish Bishiroi, that he was Makadish the woman with silk. Rabba Omer Lo Tzricha Shuma, Rabba said, you don't have to evaluate it by professional people who evaluate such things, and therefore she is Mekudeshes. She soy mechdas on what was given to her, and she's Mekudeshes. Rabbi Yosef Omer Tzricha Shuma, you need to have professionals evaluate it, and therefore she's not so mechdas, because she doesn't know how much it's really worth until the professionals will evaluate it. So now the Gemara explains what the machloikis of Rabbi and Rav Yosef is, what case it's in. If he said the words becholdu, from Rashi it's mashma in the Divrei Maaseh becholdu hiskatshi li bohen kamoi shen, that he actually says these words out, that you should mekadesh to me with this silk, whatever it's worth. The Rashba learns differently. The Rashba is choylik, and the Rashba says, as long as he didn't give a monetary worth to it, it remains as if he said, behold, do whatever it's worth. Now, whatever it's worth, silk is certainly worth a pruta. So if that's the case, you don't have to evaluate it, because it's certainly worth a pruta, so she's mekadeshes. She was saimechdas that it's worth at least a pruta, and he didn't mention, or he even spoke out, behold, do. He didn't mention any monetary value, but Edom lo chamshin, and if he said this is worth 50 zuz, v'loy shav chamshin, it was not worth 50 zuz. Once they evaluated it, they found out it's not worth 50 zuz. Holoy shavu. She was samechdas only to marry him if it's worth 50 zuz. It wasn't. She's not mekudeshes. It wasn't worth what he said it was worth. Ki pli wins the machlokes Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef. The amr chamshin v'shav chamshin. He said 50 and it was worth 50. So Rabba amr loy tzricha shuma da shav chamshin. You don't have to evaluate it. What he said it was worth. So she was samechdas on the value. But Rabbi Yosef amr tzricha shuma. You do have to estimate it. Evaluated. Why? Because kiven the itzalei b'kiven shuma. It worked out that it was taka worth 50 zuz that he said. But she didn't know that. She's not an expert evaluator. So she, when she receives the silk, she's saying to herself, if the evaluators will determine that it's worth what he says it's worth, then I'll be mekudeshes. So since she is not a b'kiya, until the evaluators evaluate that it's worth 50, loy samchadata, she is not samchadas without bikiyim, who beforehand, Rashi says, beforehand evaluated it. If beforehand they evaluate and they said it's worth 50, then Rabbi Yosef Holt shall be mekudeshes. But if before she received it, she did not know that it was worth 50, and even though he said it's worth 50, she wasn't sure of it, and therefore she was not samechdas, and she's ain't a mekudeshes, according to Rabbi Yosef. In tomorrow's sugya, we will b'siyat d'shmaya see another interpretation of what the machloikis here between Rabba and Rabbi Yosef is.